Okay, hello again. It's a Monday, November 16th, 2009. I'm crossing through that big hotel that I do a couple of times a week to get from one place to the other. I tried this last week on Friday after my long day, but the ideas just weren't flowing. I was tired, exhausted, and not making a whole lot of sense. So I'm not so tired today, still kind of exhausted, and as far as making sense goes, well, let's wait and see. This morning I had my two computer classes at the one university. Start the day off with database, is the name of the class, and that's followed by web design. I realized that the student's first database project is due next week, and I still hadn't properly put an assignment on the Moodle. Moodle is the course management system that my school has. So I was a little bit embarrassed by that fact. So I asked the students, and we've only got about 5 students in this class. So it's nice and small, very informal, and I've told them all along just to relax. Let's just try to get some computer skills and have some fun. So I asked them to tell me, how should we do this? What do we want to do on the assignment, on the project? We've had a few tutorials. We looked at the basics of using Microsoft Access. I think that's the name of the application. And then I just decided, spur of the moment, to open up a Google document. I've had the students get Gmail on the first lesson of the semester. And I had promised to show them some of the different Google tools and functionality. So I thought, great, let's do it. Let's get this document open and let the students write down their thoughts on the project and the assignment. I think that was a good idea. They spent 5 or 6 minutes putting some different ideas down. And from that, it appeared up on the big screen. The projected screen, and I could talk about each of the items. And they had a good sense of what needed to be done, and in talking it through, sort of was able to answer questions that different students had. So, once more with the Google helping out in the classroom. Now, this also helped me because I wanted to have discussions, or conferences, I should say, with each of the students about how they're doing in the class to date and what their plans are for the project. So this was just a great way to get that sort of thought process started with each of the students. So worked out pretty well, and actually I was quite fearful when I noticed that the project was due next week, because I just sort of thought that I had this class under control and didn't really check it out over the weekend. So lucked out. Did the Moodle again, not the Moodle, the Google, the Moodle, the Google. All these words are kind of similar. The Google documents helped again, this idea of working collaboratively. It makes such sense, and a lot of people who tout these tools, you know, say that's one of the great things about it. None of my students had ever, with the exception of one or two, had ever used or heard of Google Documents. And what they said about it was, those that did know, is that, well, I can open a PDF with it or open up a Word document. And sure enough, you can, but the database kids seemed surprised and delighted to discover that. And with the web design group students, I'm assigning the final project now. They've got another 7 weeks to work on it, where they'll be working collaboratively to design a website that has to do with a study abroad here in Japan. So I had promised them the last time that I would make the groups rather than let them choose. So I just put the groups on a table in the Google word processor document, and had them enter their email addresses, and were able to meet with each other that way. So good stuff for the Google. Good stuff for today. And unfortunately, I got to go get a cup of coffee. So, talk to you later.